Here we are in 2025. Who would have thought that we've got here so quick? So let's talk about it a little bit. Stay with us. Well, here we are in 2025. I'm glad you came by today for All Things Apostolic. This is January the 6th, literally. This isn't like pre-recorded sometime. This is January the 6th. And we are happy today to greet you on this first Monday of 2025. And so a traditional greeting of Happy New Year to you. A more biblical greeting of a very, very blessed new year to you is what we pray for today. So the secular side would say we wish you a happy new year. But on the biblical side, we would say we pray you have a very, very blessed new year. So here we are, and we're glad to be with you today. It seems so unbelievable to me that 2024 is over and that we have gone through the entire year and came out at the quarter century mark of this century. It's mind-boggling. I can't believe how quick 2024 went by and how time has passed. When I review, which is a good thing for you to do also, it's a good thing for all of us to do. When I review 2024 and I look at the things that I did last January, 1 year ago, and I look at the things that have transpired since last January, I would have to say that in the context of our present earth realities, now, in the context of heaven, it may not be a big as deal, but in the context that we live in here on earth, 2024 was a pretty successful year, and many good things happened. And in the context of the apostolic movement and in the context of Wilson University, some great things took place. We received accreditation from the Western Association of Schools and Colleges. And that's a big deal for a university to have that accreditation. This is, and we have accreditation with WASC, which is the Western Association, which is kind of, I don't want to offend anybody, but it's kind of the gold standard of accrediting associations. And what that means is to become accredited there, you have to have passed a lot of rigorous qualitative benchmarks. Now, they don't tell us what to teach. They don't worry about what we're teaching. There is no threat to what we're teaching. But they do care very, very much that the higher educational institutions under their auspices, which is California and Hawaii. However, that's changed a little bit. For decades, there were six accrediting agencies in America, and the Southern and the Midwestern and the Southeastern and all the Northwestern or Northwest and or Northern or whatever it was. They're still there. However, now an accrediting agency can accredit anywhere in America or anywhere in the world if somebody wants to. So when you say the Western Association of Schools and Colleges, they have schools and colleges that are not in the west part of the United States. Originally, they were over California and Hawaii. So there you have a little history lesson about accrediting associations. Anyway, it is kind of the gold standard. It is, it demands a what we would consider to be a very, very high bar of requirements, which require of us a whole lot of rigor, and that this thing is done right, and that every part of it, They check finances. They check academics. They check people side of it, human resource. They check administration, how's this administration. They check for integrity. They check for safety in concerns of the student, that students that start in this institution, as much as humanly possible, are guaranteed that they will receive their 4 years of education, or 2 years if it's a grad degree or whatever, that they will receive it if they start, that the place won't fall apart. And so we have an incredibly, I have never worked with more talented people than I work with right here. And they are incredibly talented. They are incredibly educated. They are incredibly apostolic. They get it. And so Wilson University is a blessing. It's a blessing to the world and to the movement that we are a part of. So anyway, 2024 has been good, and we've only grown. Our own projection is it will take us another 3 or 4 years to actually get the kind of traction that we want to have to make a worldwide impact. Now, the truth is Wilson University has already is making a tremendous positive impact in the apostolic movement. And for whatever reason, like every higher ed, the whole concept of higher education has its detractors. But, you know, that's part of life. You know, God bless them and help them. And we're not haters. They have a right to think whatever they want to think. But in the meantime, the school continues to produce the kind of spiritual acuity that we believe is going to be necessary to remain effective in a changing world on the highest level. And so all of this this progress that we've made in 2024 sets us up for a great 2025 as we move forward. In 2025, we are finishing up, and we're going to introduce two new certificate programs. One will be in biblical archaeology and ancient history. That's pretty close to the title of it. And one will be what we call BAM. It will be a certificate for business as mission, how everybody is a leader and everybody ministers in the church, and has nothing to do with whether they are the pastor or whether they have a pulpit ministry or something of that nature. They may not even be a speaker of sorts, but they definitely have, every human being is meant to have ministry. So if they're going to be in business, they need to be in business that's going to help their local church. That's the idea and the mission of the church. And so those two certificates, they're being worked on right now. They'll be finished and ready to go in 2025. We've got a brand new Bachelor of Science degree that will be completed for 2025. By the end of 2025, it's got four concentrations, so a person can get their BA with the concentration in whatever they want it to be in of those four choices. And then we have a bachelor's degree. Very excited about this. We've had a bachelor's degree before, but it was in conjunction with another university. This is an independent bachelor's, and it has... it's completely revamped. It's brand new, and it's got some incredible courses, some great courses in it. It will be everything we've done, we've tried to do on what we just, for lack of a better term, call a world-class level. That means it will compete with anybody anywhere on a world-class level in terms of its quality and in terms of its content. And that's just that's the benchmark that we try to meet in everything we do. Now, people can judge whether we meet that or not, but that's the benchmark we try to meet. And so the master's degree is going to meet that. It is going to be an incredible degree. And part of that degree is the present master's level grad leadership certificate that we teach. And that is starting in this month. It's starting. If you haven't signed up, you need to call now and get it done, because this is coming up very soon. It starts the 13th of this month, I believe. So, and I'm teaching that, and we have a great time in those series of courses. It never fails that people begin to see things about leadership that they've never seen. And these are all things that are garnered and pulled together in the context of a biblical theology of leadership. That's really what those courses are about. It presents a biblical theology of leadership and how that biblical theology of leadership translates into my leadership and your leadership and every leader's leadership. And so bringing that, the greats of the Bible, those people who became great by the anointing of God, and how that comes into our society now. So don't reject that. Say, look, God, you've called me. I only have one life. I want it to be the biggest and the best that I can possibly make it. And I want everybody to know these things so bad that sometimes I press a little hard, maybe. But we need it. I see people with just amazing possibilities, and yet they're not producing anywhere near their level of possibility, and their potential is just lying dormant in the infinite, the perfect person that they were made as the image of God lies dormant. It is not actualized, and God wants it to be, and we want it to be, and inside of all of us, we all want it to be, but getting there is a very transformative situation, and we get enculturated in our familiar little worlds, and the pull of the familiar is a tremendous force. The just hanging around home and having things secure and just following old things that have been done in the past, rather than exploring how can we move beyond our past level of victories. We thank God for our past levels of victory, and we thank God for our past leadership. We wouldn't be here today if it was not for them. But we weren't brought through that leadership to be less than or even the same as that leadership. We were brought to become everything that we can become and build upon what they had plus what we are building on. And so all of this is part and parcel of the foundational thinking in this. So here at the Rock Church, we've had about, close to 400 get the Holy Ghost last year, 2024. It's not enough, but we're thankful for that. In Rock Church Ministries, there's been about 850 that received the Holy Ghost last year, and several hundred that were baptized in Jesus' name. So we're thankful for that. We're thankful for growth, a lot of new people. We're thankful for Pastors Training Institute, which in our church is taught by youth pastor Boston Young, and it's for new converts. It's new converts training, and there's always a passel of people that do the graduation on a Sunday night many weeks from now when they finish the training institute. So all of that is starting up. All of that is starting up. I've got somebody forgot to turn their phone off. So that's that. Turlock, we started a church in Turlock. Pastor Casey Sees, who's also a faculty member and the director of faculty here at Wilson University, last January. He's been there a year. And it's just incredible how many people have got the Holy Ghost in that city. Old church, that's one of the three oldest apostolic churches in California. One of the three oldest. And has a long history, but never a long history where it broke through to great revival in all those years. They had revival, but not on the scale that that they need. And it has broken out. Revival has broken out. It is growing. God's opened doors supernaturally. They've already moved from their original place to a much larger and a spacious and welcoming situation. So God's blessing. So anyway, here's a little card that they left on my desk this morning on January 10th through 12th, which is this week. That's Friday, Saturday, Sunday, isn't it? I think, is the one-year anniversary services of the church. And on Friday night, yours truly will be preaching there in Turlock. On Saturday day, Brother Jonathan Sanders from Kerman, California, that's my home church, will be preaching. And on Saturday night, Brother Rick Mayo will be preaching. Brother Rick Mayo came out of the Rock Church, but he originally came out of Turlock. I mean, just born in, as a center boy, lived in Turlock. And so he's very excited about what's happening in Turlock also. We had another man in our church, Brother Craig Goodman, who was raised in Turlock. And he was so excited when we got the church started there that he said, I'm going to pay the rent for the first 12 months. Brother Craig and Sister Kathy Goodman have done that. And it's a significant amount of money. And we thank God for that. And then on Sunday morning, Pastor Young will be preaching there to the church. So this is an exciting time. I don't remember the name of the church here, but I can tell you where it's at. I can tell you where it's at probably with an address. Old people have to wear glasses. It is at 200 North Avenue, Turlock, California. It's the back building, the Rock Church of Central Valley, 200 North Avenue, Turlock, California. There's two buildings there. This building was originally built, both of these buildings were built by past pastors. There's two buildings on that property, both churches. One's a bigger building in front, and the other is a good-sized building, but it's in the back. And so Basis was able to get this tremendous building in the back. And the front one is not an apostolic church now. And I don't think it's a very large church, but it's a large building. And so, yeah, you're welcome to come there. And God's hadn't seen fit, it looks like, to let those buildings go to other people other than apostolics eventually. And maybe the whole complex will become up for sale. And if it is, we're interested. But anyway, it's going to be a great time. If you're in this area, don't hesitate to stop by there. One more thing I want to mention is that the first week of March, the first Wednesday, Thursday, Friday of March, is No Limits, the conference. Make your plans now. It's going to be a great conference. God's moving in a great way, and there's some people going to be preaching there that will have the mind of God. You don't want to miss it. You don't want to miss it. Don't let anything keep you away from it. It's going to be awesome. It'll be at the Rock Church in Elk Grove, Sacramento. So anyway, we're glad to be in this new year. There's a lot about the new year we want to talk about and probe a little bit and challenge you a little bit. What are you planning for the new year? Are you just rocking along and continuing? Or have you said, here's some ways that we can reconfigure some things and get more done for the kingdom of God than we've ever got done? So throughout this first month and here just in this early time, let's talk about it. God bless you.